This week's parsha, the Torah is Marich. You have the Ptir of Miriam. And the Torah goes into detail about speaking about the Be'er and the source of water that the Klal Yisrael had in Midbar for the Arba'im Shana. And the Torah elaborates quite a bit on the whole issue. More than that. So Rashi, the Torah elaborates the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu that was through the Be'er. The Torah is quite marchiv and marich. A good part of the parasha is all about the limudim that we learn out going out of the inyanim connected to the mayim. The first point that we have is the Torah tells us Vayavo bnei Yisrael kol ha'ido midbar tzin b'chodesh ha'rishon v'eishel ha'am b'kodesh v'atom esha Miriam v'atikah v'rishon. Miriam ha'neviyah died. Miriam was one of the three amudim that in her schuz Klal Yisrael were nizon in the midbar. The three tzaddikim, the Klal Yisrael b'schusam, were nesparnas in the midbar, were Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. Moshe was the Amud HaTorah, and his chus. Klal Yisrael had the mon. Aaron was the Amud HaAvodah, and his chus Klal Yisrael had shelter, the Anani HaKovod. They were mugging from all the enemies. And the third Amud was Amud of Chesed, of Miriam, and that's Chus, they had Mayim. And the Torah goes in this Marchiv, in each one of the Ptira, of each one of these Tzadikim, Miriam's Ptira. The Be'er was Nestalik. Then next week's Parsha, we're going to have... Parsha after this, the Mayim, we have the Ptir of Aharon, and then after the Ptir of Aharon, the Anani HaKovod on Nistalik, and later after Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptirah, which happened at the end of the Torah, right afterwards Yeshua began, the Mayim said there was no more Mon, that was when the Mon stopped. So the first Nekudah Rashi brings over here is to appreciate that Thomas Miriam V'lo Yomim Mayim Lo'eda brings Rashi, Mikan Shekol Mem Shana Hoyolem HaBe'er B'schus Miriam. For the 40 years in Midbar, Klal Yisrael had Mayim. They were nizoin in the schus of Miriam Hanaviyah. Later, they didn't have Mayim. They still are in the Midbar. So then came HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzivu it Moshe Rabbeinu Kach Samate Haki L'Soeido. And in your schus, you'll be ma'ir the schus of the same Be'er that stopped giving water, that same Evan, you're going to speak to the Sela, and you'll be Moitzi, it's mine. Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, was Make, he's punished, Lemaise, Benkach u Benkach, the Be'er was Moitzi, Mayim again. We find later, the Klal Yisrael saying the praises of the Be'er. What were they singing the praises of the Be'er? Alu Be'er Anulo. Oz Yoshi Yisrael Sashira Azois Ali Be'er Anulo. There's the Pshutish Shel Mikra, which they were singing, they said a Shira on the Shvach, and the big Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, the Shvach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Be'er, and the details of the Nisim that happened with the Be'er. The Posh, the Pshat is, Ali Be'er Enula, it was a Shira, they said Kederach Shira, like we say, Hoyd Lashem Kitoy Kitom Chazdin, and the Tzibur answers, Yemanu Yisrael, we answer Hoyd Lashem, so it was Ali Be'er Enula, it was a Shira that we Meshabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Nisim of the Be'er. What did they say? This is a Pshuta Shel Mikra, Be'er Chafur Rosarim. The Be'er was always, the Gemara tells us, wherever they were Mamed the Mishkan, not far from the Mamed the Mishkan, that were Mamed the Be'er Shel Miriam. The Be'er Shel Miriam would shoot out water, and the Nesim, each Nasi, the Gemara says, used to go. Karu on a Divya Yom, the Mechaikim Meshanoisam, they used to take each Nasi from the 12 Shvatim, used to take his cane, and they used to make a shvil in the earth from where the bear was towards their place of encampment that each shevet was chayne, and the stream of water would go from the bear. Each shevet would make a b'mchaykik b'mishanaisam. They would make a chakika in the oretz, and the mine used to go to each and every shevet. Now, the Pesukim makes an emphasis, Karu on a Diveyom, Pemachoki Bimishanoisam, which the Gemara says, and then the Yechidim would go, each one, there were many streets, Gemara tells us there was a Rishus Rabin in the streets of between the tents that were set up L'chatchila to be Tazayin Amo, to be relatively not such narrow streets. And the poshet that would make shvilim for each, there was each shevet and there was each base av, and then there was each family that they would make, instead of having to go, they didn't have in their tents water, running water, but they had at least in front of the houses that they had running, they had the stream coming. Now, the poshet says korua nedivayom, that the nedivim na'om, they were the ones who used to do the kriya, and they used to make the chakak in the oretz, and the mayim used to come. Chazal say, why was it the nedivei yom? The schar nedivus shoyse biyodom hayobo lehem hamayim. The midah of mayim is, mayim bechlal is a symbol of that basic livelihood bechlal of being able to have a kiyum in the midbar. It's bechlal a symbol in general of having a chiyus. Teruz nimshal amayim, as we've discussed in the past, just like teruz nimshal amayim, the goyim, each culture is nimshal to their naharos bavel, culture of a country is nimshal to its mayim. The zchus of the basic sustenance of mayim is totally in midas anedivus. The Gemara tells us that bimei achov, that there were bali chasodim, there was tons of motor, and that was why even it was the zchus was megin on some level, even though achov was mar bavidozora, that was the shakel v'tariyu between Eliyahu and achov, which Eliyahu's gzera was that he felt it was a chil Hashem once he was challenged. How is there so much mutter in the days of Achor? But the Gemara tells us, why was there mutter in the days of Achor? There's a tremendous gmilus chasodim in that tkufa. Persik, just like Miriam Anavia, she was the amud of chesed, and in her schus, Klal Yisrael had mayim, so too, even the yechidim, the Koron Nediv Yom, someone who had the midas anediv was when he used to make a chritz on the earth, to his tent. He had water coming straight to his tent. If it was lacking in his midas on the divus, it was lacking. And by his making a chritz, it wouldn't happen. The Nadiv Yom, they had mayim come exactly till the point, exactly where they needed it. Came to each and every one's tent. Lashayin came someone who wasn't on the madrega, so he had to go further. Like, he had to go further till he was able to get to the mainstream of where his shevet was. It didn't go to him specifically. Just like the Gemara tells us, the same midah happened with the mon. Tzadikim, their mon, fell outside their tent. Vashenk and the Rishoyim, they also had mon in the midbar. But they had to go one level of Rishoyim, their mon fell closer, and they were bigger Rishoyim, their mon fell at the end of the machana. They had to walk 12 mil in order to get to their mon. So too over here, just like the Yechidim were Nizo in Mikoyach, their mid of Nidivus. B'muchaykik Mishanoisa. Now, Pshut Shal Mikro, Midbar Matona, Matona Nachliel, Nachliel Bomois, that when they went from place to place, they always were mamid the be'er in the center, and sometimes it was next to the center that was next to the Mishkan, and sometimes they used to go up to the Bomos. That was what? That there was a nace. The Medrash tells us that the Mishkan was always set in the place of the Chanoyas HaMachanois. The Mishkan was always set in the middle. They would always choose the highest place of the Machane. But sometimes, Al Pi Hashem Yisro, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, they had to set it somewhere else. And the Mishkan wasn't in the highest place. And then, if they were mamid the Be'er in the center next to the Mishkan, sometimes the water wasn't in the highest spot. Naturally, water always goes to the lowest spot. The nest of the Be'er Shel Miriam, the B'mochokik Mishanoisam, is they used to make a chakak in the Oretz, and sometimes it would even go, the stream would go from the Be'er, even upstream. It would go to places which were higher than the place of the place of the Be'er. But that was all neschus weiter, all neschus of the mid of Chesed. The Aleph lesson, the first lesson to learn out of all of this is that every yochid, his parnasa, is totally in his ma'asim tovim. Every person's zechia, what he's zoicha, the easiness, the comfortable nekudas of life, depend on what? On his ma'asim. A person's bal chesed, he's going to be zoicha to shefa parnasa. Person's gonna his davening is gonna be proper. He'll be zoicha to different blessings in different areas. His limratur will be proper. He'll be zoicha to shalom to all the different brachas which are totally each and every ma'aseh bring out its specific brachas. And now we also learn from the whole parsha with Aharon is nifter, Anan Yaakovid Aharon is talik. Immediately Melech Knani comes, Klashol Davin. Weiter, they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also a form of avoida. Ultimately, there's zoiche that the Ananim come back for the short time being that they had from the death of Aharon, Rosh Chodesh Av, till the next year, Tezvav Iyar, when they crossed into Eretz Yisrael, over the Yarden. They still had Anani HaKovid, which came back in the schus of this davening of this week's parasha for another 10 months or so. And then after the Ptir of Moshe, over there, Vayechon Mavoros, they didn't need it because they were already close to the border. After the Yimei B'chi Evel Moshe, it wasn't so long until they crossed. Again, the Schus Mitzvahs Ma'isim Tovim bring about for a person brought in this world. The Gemara in the Dorim takes this Shira Saber and darshins the whole Shira Saber on Be'er Shel Torah. The Gemara in the Dorim tells us as follows. It's referring to Talmid Chachamim, a ganze shtickel. Mi midbar b'antonu maton nachmir machmir al bomos. Kevan shoy se modu mes asmi kamid bo shu mufkir la koil. Person is mafkir himself for everyone. He has the mid of anivus. Ter nitloi b'matonu. Shenemar u mi midbar. Person is zoiche to the mid of midbar. He's zoiche to matonu. Ve kevan shu nitloi b'matonu. Nachalei keil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manchidim teaches him Torah, shenema matona nachliyal. V'kevet shenachalei keil, the Torah, oil l'gdula, shenema nachliyal bomois, he goes up to, he's zoicha to gadlus. He megbiya atzmoi, and if at that point, he's megbiya himself into gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloi, shenema mi bomois hagai. That if a person goes into bomois, and he falls into gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws him down. V'loi oid, elo sheshikin oise bakarka. He falls even lower. Shenema v'nishkof al pniyem mishimoy. V'mchoy zebu HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbiyoy again. Shenema kol gai inose, etc. Midaf v'shtei. First of all, Pshuti Shel Mikra is going on the Be'er Shel Miriam and the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed with the water. Comes the Gemara Nedarim, the Arshin Zidawat, onto the Torah. And we learn out many yesoidas of Hanhog of Lomdei Torah that have to be taken out of this. What's the tzushka between the Be'er and Limud HaTorah that Chazal take it from the Kepshutai that they switch it over? There's a ton of, there's two sources we have in Chazal that we're able to derive from it, the Havana of the Tzushta between the Be'er and Torah. There's a ton of the Be'er Liyo. Ton of Be'er Liyo says as follows. When Klal Yisrael were worthy in the Midbar, the Be'er was gushing water on its own. When Klal Yisrael weren't on the right Madriga voice in Sin Shil Moke, the tzaddikim used to come in the morning and they saw that the be'er wasn't gushing, overflowing. They used to say, Ali be'er, Ali be'er. And v'loim dim halocha achas, v'hoya be'er, moitzi mayim. That's one chaza. We have another chaza. And the posuk, when the posuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the be'er, and it should be mighty the mind. So the Yishalmi says, Jmochu told him, Shnei olav halocha achas, teach Klal Yisrael by the bear halocha achas, it's going to be mighty meimov, and it's going to be mighty its mind. When Klal Yisrael weren't worthy enough, they didn't fall asleep with the sugya in their mind. The bear in the morning wasn't shooting out water on its own. They had to go to the bear. They saw, hey, something's wrong. Klal Yisrael needs water. Our wives and children need water. They used to say, Ali bear, v'hoyu sheinin olav halocha achas. And that's chus, the bear, again, throwing forth its water. After 40 years in Midbar, in the last year, when Miriam dies, and there's no more mayim, because the bear shriveled up, there's no schus of her chesed anymore. Shmuel tells Moshe, I mean, this time it's going to be different than it was back the first month after you left Mitzrayim. That over there, Shmuel told Chachila, give the selah zetz of the yetzer mayim. Suddenly now, 40 years later, Shmuel warns him, no, you should speak to the selah, you should say shtikel Torah, and that's how the selah will be mitzi mayim. And he reversed it. Ooh, terrible chilul Hashem. He's punished. What was the difference? Then Klal Yisrael are now going into Eretz Yisrael. And after 40 years of appreciating what understanding a sugya is all about, after 40 years of learning Torah, Torah is nidlas beivorim. Torah becomes part of them. Kishbol wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to teach a lesson to Knesset Yisrael, the koyach of Torah. Yes, the bear shriveled up, but there's a koyach of Torah here. Gay, do you shall me? Go. Shen olav halocha achas. Give a good shir. Say a good lamdash idea. Teach Klal Yisrael a yesod. And in that chus, the be'er will throw forth its water. I'm not going to get now into what the chesh, what the chait, etc. was. Mefarshim, netziv, exactly in this nekuda specifically. Aber benkach o benkach, it was a chilul Hashem. They didn't get that lesson. But when Klal Yisrael was singing later the praises of the be'er, that's what the Gemara says. The Be'er symbolized not just the kipshutei sustenance of water, it symbolized the koyach of the yesod yinike of what Klal Yisrael's chiyus in mayim al Torah, the chiyus of Klal Yisrael through the Torah. And that's when they're saying the praises of the Be'er weren't just the praises of the Be'er. That's what the Gemara in the Darim darshens it, goes on limud haTorah. I want to elaborate and go into all the Nekudis. You can see yourself go through the Gemara and the Dorim. You can go through the Mefarshim. You can see the Netziv beautifully as an Arichas Niflo, going in all the Midas that we learn off in that Gemara, what are applicable to the Lamed Torah. But I want to go to the last point. Chazal tell us how a person's Yogeh B'Torah, step by step, based, a person's Yogeh B'Torah, he's Zoichet to Torah as a Matana. Torah is Nitan La'odom. It's miraculous how Torah comes to a person. Necholei keil. And once necholei keil, Kodesh Baruch Hu is magbia him. When a person is worthy, he puts in his effort, he zoicha in Torah as a matana. Yagata v'loi matzos al tamin. You've probably heard from the Shiva, his story. So it's Be'er Shach with the Bocher. Bocher is complaining how he's yogeya, and he's not matzliach in learning. Shach gives him one look. Ani lo ma'amin lecha. I don't believe you. Bochum was very taken aback. Shach was very soft-spoken, the sweetest old man you could have ever imagined. And he tells him straight in front, Ani lo ma'amin lecha. And he repeats, and he's trying to, he kvetches his way in Christ's heart, looking for some empathy. Shach says, tells him to his face, Ani lo ma'amin lecha. I don't believe you. And then, at some point, he explains to him, the Mishnah tells me not to believe you. It doesn't work. There's a system. If you're going to be a geya, it's going to be a mitzia. If there's no yegiya, there won't be a mitzia. Matana nachliel bomis. Wherever there's a yegiya, there'll be a mitzia. Nitan loy b'matana nacholi kev. But then there's the last lesson that has to be appreciated. He's oyle l'gdula. Kachbochu up. He lifts the person up. When a person is uplifted, he has to be careful from gaiva. And if he's misroimim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashpiloi. If he doesn't work on his midas properly, Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings him down. If he does tshuva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help him come back. What's the nakuda? The more a person purifies himself, the more is expected from him. Now, michad gisa, a person can complain and say, "Well, is it fair?" If I would be an Aris Varf, there would be nothing from me. And then there would be no taina on me. But once I'm zoiche to gdula from Torah, then if I'm not medaktik in my maism, I'm nikshal and gaive, there's a taina on me. The answer is very poshut, but I want to share with you a yesoid. That, I don't know if I ever phrased it this way with you ever before, but I want to share with you a yesoid that ledaiti is the aleph base of what human life and Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants from humanity is. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is very great and very big. Big. Keil Agodei Lagibah Vanera. Forgive me for the simple phrases. Hakadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, he doesn't want us just to be good people. He wants us to be big. Because Baruch Hu gives us tremendous koiches, and he has very, very high expectations from us also. What does that mean? Because Baruch Hu is not mistapik with us b'mu'at, so to speak. Because Baruch Hu really has great plans for each and every one of us. It's expected from humanity to really do something big with themselves, to really become something very, very great. A person can never, well, I'm machbid on this, and I'm such a great guy in this, I have my kviyasitim in this, and I'm a Talmud Chacham in this, I know this Masechta quite well, and I'm quite a lamdin, and my Ben Adam Chavira is ganz, it's quite okay. You can sometimes hear phrases from people on certain situations, well, I did my best. There'll be no taina on me. I caught a person a few days ago using such phrases. I said, Rabbi, be careful. You should never know, Taki, what the expectations up there are from you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not mistaken with us, because just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is great and big, he wants us also to be big. And there's high expectations from Eid. Yes, in Hanami, someone who's never. Hakadosh Baruch Hu only demands from us according to our capabilities, but it doesn't stop, because the capabilities Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us are endless. A person is capable, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu expects it from him and he demands it from him. And a person has to work on himself on all fronts. Michad Gisa, he has to make sure that he's not an oizvarf, that he becomes Jewish. Once he becomes Jewish, he has to become a Talmud Chacham. He has to become a Lamdan. And then as he becomes better, he has to become a Balmidis. And when he becomes a Balmidis, he has to even be a bigger Balmidis, with challenges of gadlus, and then how to be mafkir himself to other people. There's different farnems. And with all of that, it never stops. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for us to become the greatest individuals that we can become. It's not, oh, you're a great guy. Name doesn't stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great and big, and he wants every single yochid to grow and to steig. Mimatonu nachliel, minachliel bomois. And no matter where a person is, he always has to be on the guard. To work on his midas, to become a better person, to change himself, to work on himself for the good in all areas, step by step, to become better and better. And not to be ever mistapik lamut. Yesh Adam writes money, he has to want them on sign. How be divrei Torah ksiv? The Gemara in Makis Daf Yud Aleph. That nature that a person has, that he oyed kesef lo yizba kesef, as the pasuk describes, be divrei Torah be mitzvahs. That's why it's given for a person. A person has to know. He always has to continue to try to steig more, to grow more, go higher and better. And according to a person's koiches that he puts in, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him all along. Only mat. B'seif shel davar, it's a matana. Matana, he's zoicha to Nachliel. And from Nachliel, he's zoicha to be uplifted, to go up to the bombers.